feel like everyone else is winning at life and you're still pretty much stuck at the starting line? Or do you ever regret that you didn't start earlier or did things differently? The thing about regret is that it is debilitating and really hard to overcome because it feels impossible to make whatever you regret right, right? I mean, otherwise you would have changed or fixed it already, obviously. Now, this is particularly true when you have regrets over feeling like you started too late, or that you feel that you started early enough but you really should be further ahead by now. Especially when you look around at your friends or people in your age group, or even worse, people younger than you, and you see that they already have so much to show and seem to have so much more of what you wanted by now. I've struggled with this too, and it sucks. And today I want to share with you what really helps me to reset my mind in those moments of despair. So if you're ready, let's get into it. Hey tribe, welcome back to the Empower Yourself with MLG podcast. I'm your host Mandy, I'm a life coach and I'm here to help you live a more empowered life. Now I think most of us know the challenging feeling of this deep regret for not being further along yet, or rather feeling behind in some way, and that we should have started earlier, or that our childhood plan for our life is nowhere near what the reality of today is. And I think no matter how happy you are with your life, you could have always started earlier. You could have always been a bit further ahead. You will always wish you knew things back then that you know now. And I think so many people feel like that because there are just so many possible versions of your life. And that means there will always be something to yearn for, regardless of how satisfied you are with your life right now. Now, when you find yourself in this thought spiral, it can be very difficult to be productive and to gather motivation to move yourself forward, which in turn makes you feel confirmed in your feeling that you are not getting anywhere, and the spiral continues down a very dark place. And I've been there, I know that place so well, and I've tried many inspirational things to get myself out of it. But truly, the only thing that has worked for me and has lit a fire under my butt every single time are the following three things. First, acceptance of what is. Tough one, I know. Second, seeing today as day zero. And third, recognizing that there's no more time to waste. Okay, let's look at the first step. Acceptance of what is. Continuing to focus your regret or disappointment in yourself will just give you more regrets and disappointments in yourself, because while you are doing that and focusing on that, you ain't going anywhere else. Now, if you enjoy wallowing in this state, then you can stop listening to this episode now. But if you hate that feeling as much as I do, keep listening. In order to move beyond this feeling, you have to fully accept that it is what it is. It is just a fact that you cannot go back and change anything. That sucks, but that's the reality. So stop wishing it was different and take it for what it is. The milk is spilled, we've been staring at it for so long that it is starting to stink, so let's accept we won't be able to put it back in the glass and just clean up. Accepting it is like putting a full stop behind it and telling your brain, there's no further analysis needed, there are no further thoughts needed, we can move on. Then comes the second step, seeing today as day zero. Imagine this is your first day on Earth. So not as a baby, obviously, but as who you are now with the knowledge you have in your mind, just without your history up to now. So if you were plopped here and now have to make your way through life, how would you tackle it? And what would your next steps be? If today was day zero and you had nothing to look back on, no regrets, no childhood expectations of where you should have been by now, no other choice but just to start making your way in life from where you are now, knowing that time is limited, how would you tackle it? I love seeing it this way. I imagine dropping my heavy backpack of the past and just walking into the future with newfound freedom and lightness. And all of my mental energy is just focused on creating the future without wasting valuable thoughts on the past. Because in that moment, the past just doesn't exist anymore. So every time your mind wants to go back and sulk and waste its limited energy on regret and disappointment, tell yourself, this is day zero, this is where we start, so now let's go. And you might have to tell yourself this 20 times a day, and that's fine. Over time, you will recondition your habitual thinking and it will become easier and faster to get yourself into that mindset. Then the last step is recognizing there's no more time to waste. There needs to be a certain amount of urgency in you to take appropriate and immediate action. And for this, again, we don't look into the past but focus on the future. During this step, you will have to be vigilant because it can easily throw you back into regret mode. So be aware and always redirect your mind forward. For example, when you say, damn, I only have 20 years left, very quickly your mind can go into regret mode and say, well, shit, I've already wasted 40. Don't spiral again. Immediately remind yourself that now is not the time to waste more time. It's time to recognize the urgency and move full steam ahead. Tell yourself, hey, this may not be ideal, but let me see how far I can go. Let me take what I have and run with it and challenge myself to give it my all. You know how usually the closer you come to a deadline, the more productive you get. So even though you had 2 weeks to finish a project, you do your best and hardest work 3 days before? Well, it's exactly the same with your life. Use this time to go full steam ahead and do your best and hardest work now. That's really it. It helps me every time. And I think what's important to recognize is that this whole process is not about making you feel better about the past, because I think it's always difficult to convince yourself of that and to make yourself feel better, because your mind will default back on what should have and could have been. So in our process now, the whole focus is geared toward the future. You are where you are. Now what? What are you going to do now? It is the most empowering and least draining way to move forward and take action in an effective way. And hey, if you approach it right, it can become fun. It's like a challenge to see how far you can get yourself with really very little to lose, and also without looking around too much at what others are doing. This is about your path and focusing on your future. So whenever you feel yourself spiraling, remember these three steps. First, accept what is. If you really need to wallow in self-pity for a moment, that's okay. Indulge a little, but don't stay there. Put a short time limit on it and then accept what is. Then, secondly, take today as day zero. My favorite part of this process. And then thirdly, recognize there's no more time to waste and go full steam ahead. I hope this thought process will help you as much as it has helped me to choose the empowered rather than the victim path, and to stop looking around and comparing yourself to others. And I hope it gives you energy to create the best life you can, no matter where your starting point is. Thank you for supporting this podcast by having watched or listened to it up to this point. I love hanging out with you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day or evening. And as always, remember to live an empowered life. I'll catch you again in the next one. Bye.